The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and we'll go through the usual stuff at the end of the interview, because we've got a guy right now who you got to be about as happy for as anybody in the Astros organization.
I told you yesterday, I've met a lot of guys in pro sports who are higher ups in pro sports, and very few are as good of a dude as this guy. And he has every right to be. I mean, his dad is a god in this town. He has every right to walk around with his chest puffed out and his nose turned up, but he doesn't. So for me, more than any of the players, even, I was most happy for Reed Ryan to win this championship. Astros president Reed Ryan joins us. How's it going, Reed?
Man, thank you so much for saying that. It's just a dream come true. And the parade today, I just got off the parade route, and unbelievable. So many people. It was phenomenal. It was unbelievable.
What was the – and I know you got very emotional, and, you know – you and me were probably at a lot of the same games growing up, because my dad took me to the Astrodome to watch your dad pitch all the time. And I mean, this city has just been starved for a winner for so long. What was the emotion and the feeling knowing that you played a part in bringing them a champion for the first time in 22 years?
Well, you know, it really starts as just a fan and somebody who loves the Astros. And then it moves to the son of a guy that was in a position multiple times to get done, and it didn't happen. And then it moves to a guy that owned a minor league team that, you know, had players in 05 that were there in 98, and then obviously my role today. And so all of that emotion just kind of came together, and you know, I lost it a little bit. But it was because this is a proud city with a proud fan base, and I wanted it for all the former players that had ever put on an Astros uniform. I wanted it for the people that had supported us for over 50 years, all the folks that work in this game, and I wanted people to thump their chest, to be proud to be from Houston. And today, on that parade route, you saw it, and you saw it when we won that Game 7. And you know what? I can die a happy man, because it was really, really cool.
You know, I met you when I was in Austin. You were working for the Round Rock Express, and we would go to spring training every year. I mean, you didn't start at the top of this deal. Obviously, you've put a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of work into making this thing. Does this feel like it's all worth it? The last, 15, 20 years of what you've been doing is worth it all right now?
Yeah, it is. You know, and even if we didn't win the World Series, it would be worth it. Because what I love about the game of baseball is it brings generations together. It brings families together, communities together. And there's something about our game that you eat a little bit, you watch a little bit, you know, you cheer on the team, and you visit with people for 2 to 3 hours. And it's just a special time that so many people today don't have. And when you win, it brings communities together across, you know, today on that stage we had Democrats and Republicans. We had, you know, Latinos, blacks, whites. We had Americans, non-Americans, and everybody was cheering and chanting and proud to be an Astro today. And it's just, not everybody gets to say they work in that business, and I do, and it's really cool.
You know, this team, one of the amazing things about this run is the Astros beat the three teams with the highest payrolls in baseball. They beat the Red Sox, who were three, the Yankees, who were two, the Dodgers had the top payroll in baseball. The Astros are below league average in payroll. Would you expect, now that this is a championship-caliber team, would you expect that to change during the offseason? Are you guys going to go out and continue to try to improve this team?
Well, you just proved that it doesn't matter who has the highest payroll. That doesn't equal World Series championships, number one. Secondly, we had the highest payroll in the history of the club, and we're really proud of that. The key is not the payroll. To me, it's the makeup of the payroll. And because of the system that we're in, that the Players Association and Major League Baseball have agreed upon, there's a pay grade for players before they reach free agency, first for a couple years and then a couple years of arbitration and then free agency. And so it just so happens that we believe that the mixing of youth and experience is the key to having a successful ball club. And so to have the highest payroll, that equals older team. And, you know, we don't think the oldest team is probably the way to go. And so Jeff Luno, our GM, has done a phenomenal job, along with our, you know, scouting director and assistant GM, Mike Elias, of building a deep farm system with guys that are layered of different ages that give us payroll flexibility so that we can go out to Justin Verlander and, you know, bring on his salary. And so we have flexibility, which allows us to be nimble. We have a staggering of ages of players, which I think is going to keep us competitive. And, you know, I just don't see the Astros ever biting off some of these long-term contracts. And a lot of that money you talked about was being paid out to players that weren't playing in the World Series.
You know, the time between the trade deadline where not much happened for the Astros and then when you guys got Justin Verlander, there was, I mean, players on the team were outspoken about it. Fans were obviously a little bit upset that nothing happened. Do you feel like that day that Justin Verlander became an Astro was really a turning point and turned this team back around, got their focus back, and really they became a championship team when management decided to make Justin Verlander a part of it?
Yeah, without a doubt. These guys were good all year. They just wanted more ammo for the postseason, and they got it. And, you know, the fact that we didn't get a deal done doesn't mean that we weren't trying. And we were working, or I should say Jeff was working, and he's the one that was on the phone. It's his job. He was trying to work every angle he could to improve this ball club. But once again, it goes back to the juggling of the strata of the players' ages and where we think be, so that we're never caught with a group of players either all rolling off at free agency at the same time or choosing not to shoot at the Astros. And so we have a good plan in place. We think this plan is going to keep us competitive for the next couple of years. We look at the team, they're all back next year. You know, all of the key pieces are going to be back, and most all of them are going to be around for the next 2 years. So we have a real window here that we think we have a lot of fun and Astro fans are going to enjoy.
All right, that is Astros President Reed Ryan. Congratulations, Reed. I know it's a busy time for you. I appreciate you taking a little bit of time for us today. Like I said, I'm very happy for you and all the guys in that organization. But I'm telling you, you especially, I've seen what this team, what this organization means to you. So I am truly happy for you, my friend, and I look forward to seeing continued success from you guys.
Well, thanks, AJ. I appreciate it, and thank you to all of the fans supported us all year long, and especially all those people that came out today for the parade. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, something I'll never forget, and hopefully we'll have another one, but there'll never be a first, and it was incredible.
All right, that's Reed Ryan. Appreciate the time, Reed.
Well, I can't wait to go back and listen to that interview so I could hear what he said.
You couldn't hear much?
No.
I had to jam my headphones into my – it's so loud
I
here.
I know, and I had my headphones jammed in there. I could pick out a few things. And it's
hey, Tyler, could you hear it pretty well over the air?
Yeah, there was an echo, so I would turn you down whenever he was talking and then turn you back up whenever you're asking questions.
Okay, but the people –
It came out fine.
Good. All right, well, that's all I care about. Good. I was able to keep up with
the
conversation,
but
barely.
I heard the questions. So, yeah, if you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN.
No, text in.
We're text not, the show, yeah. Because we're not doing that again, except with RJ.
RJ Bell.
But RJ will be on ISDN, so it'll be fine. But 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number. And first hour, a lot of Astros, a lot of Texans, a lot of AJ dogging on parades. But pretty fun hour, I think.
Not this parade.
No.
Just parades in general.
But we're at Proof, and we're upstairs, and there's a lot of cool places. This is the official ESPN 97.5 after party. So get your butts out here. Hang out. Get your drink on. Party's just going to keep going. So, you know, there's no reason for you not to come out here and There's no reason for you to try to leave downtown right now, okay?
No, because you can't get out of here anyway.
Because it's going to take you 3 hours.
It's so gridlock. You're stuck.
Hang out an hour here.
Whether you live in Pearland, the Woodlands, Katy, it doesn't matter. You live here now.
League City? Yeah.
This is your new home.
Yeah. This is like you're kind of prisoners now.
Yep. Todd, has Proof said that they would let people set up tents here tonight? Is that a deal or no? Okay, Todd says no, that's not allowed. But
by that time, you'll be able to get home.
I do know that it's okay for you downtown Houston to set up a tent and just spend the night if you want. I've seen it. It happens.
But you know what? You know what you can drink?
That could be you.
You know what you can drink while you're here, which is what we're having?
We're having Carbach. Yes, I'm having a Hopadillo right now. You're having a staycation. And guess what's happening on Sunday? Maybe you said, you know what? I don't want to watch the Texans-Colts game on Sunday because it's a disaster. I don't want to see Jacoby Brissett take on Tom Savage, Randy Macho Man Savage. You don't want to see that. So you would rather go watch Blue Oyster Cult, and you would rather hear that cowbell banging through your ears. That's what they're doing at Carbach on Sunday. The first annual Foam Hinge featuring Blue Oyster Cult, The Sword, Barnes Courtney, and Back in Black. There's going to be some great food and beer choices on the Carbach Beer Garden grounds, and they're going to tap into some special casks and barrel-aged offerings to celebrate the great day of music. Gates open at 1:30. The music starts at 2:30. You can get tickets for $20 or $25 day of. VIP for $75 includes separate VIP entrance, a VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restrooms, 3 beers of your choice, access to special tappings and a buffet by Carbach Restaurant and Patio. You can get your tickets at carbachbrewing.com/foamhinge. That's carbachbrewing.com/foamhinge for the first annual Foam Hinge at Carbach Restaurant. Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and I'm looking at a traffic map of people trying to get out of Houston right now on the TV.
Don't I tell you, bother. You can't. You can't leave.
Yeah. In fact, if you're in your car, just park it at the nearest place. Walk your butt down here to Proof. Very cool place. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of cool people here. We're giving away meet and greets with, like, really famous people. And the party's going to go on after we're off the air. So, also, you can get your picture taken here from Pick Me, and no matter what kind of event
with
you
have. Fred.
If you get here before 7, yes, and you want a picture with me, you want to make yourself feel better about how you look, you can say, yeah, I'm going to pose with this guy. So, this, as ugly as I am, I get to pose with Fred. So I'm going to look good.
He'll do a topless picture with you.
I will not do a topless picture.
Oh.
Bottomless for enough money. But no matter what kind of event you're having, the Magic Mirror photo booth from Pick Me Events will take your event to the next level. Unlimited photos, custom animations, custom layouts, upload to social media at events, gift options, so much more. Go say hello to Michael. He's Michael the Russian. And I think his hockey team sucks right now.
Does it?
Yeah.
Not good.
How's yours doing?
Not very good.
We'll have RJ Bell at 5:30, as we always do. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll go through the NFL lines again, college lines. A lot of people want your thoughts on the fights tomorrow night.
I gave some thoughts out on Twitter. I think GSP wins tomorrow. I like TJ Dillashaw in an upset, and I like Joanna, who I think is just a freak show. I think she dominates and probably finishes again tomorrow.
So is that worth a little $50 parlay for me?
That would be a healthy parlay. I mean, I always say, I don't recommend parlaying.
I know, but I like having a rooting.
But you want to have some action, go for it, man.
Okay.
How about this? GSP and Joanna for the parlay. Dillashaw, he's already an underdog, so you don't need to parlay it.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And I'm missing the first day of the Breeders' Cup today, too. So.
Oh, no.
Somebody says he'll only take a pic with me if I'm wearing a fedora and a turtleneck. I'm actually wearing my third T-shirt of the day.
Dude, I tried to get an extra T-shirt from our promo crew. They gave them all out before I could get one. So I've got to wear this sweaty-ass shirt for the rest of the day.
Man,
I'm stuck.
My first shirt, real smart, wear a black shirt. I had my black ESPN shirt.
Yeah?
The collared one. Because, you try to look presentable and represent ESPN.
You tried to do that. I tried to Astro it up.
Yeah, well, I wore my Astro hat.
Okay.
So there's that.
Did your Astro hat get run over by a car on the way here?
No, it was crushed up in my backpack because I had my bike helmet on.
Okay.
But, yeah. So that thing when I got here was just sopping wet. So I go in the restroom. I get another shirt that I brought with me just in case. And basically towel myself off with paper towels, come back out here for about 10 minutes, and have to go do the same thing for a third time. So the good news is there is a cloud, and it's a big cloud, and it looks like it's getting bigger.
Bigly.
And because, honestly,
the best cloud.
Yeah. It's a tremendous cloud.
Tremendous
cloud.
Huge cloud.
With big hands.
Strong.
Big hands. And there's nothing wrong with that cloud down there.
It's a spectacular cloud, and guess who Mexico's going to pay for that cloud?
Yeah.
That's right.
But there's going to be a hole in that cloud that people can come through. The good
Only
people.
Only the good people.
Only the good ones. We're going to let the good ones through.
The good raindrops can come through. That's it.
Oh, man. But it is funny. There's
none of these raindrops will rape you. None. Or murder your family.
What's funny is there's a lot of places here that aren't in the sun. So come on out. There's no point in you trying to go home right now.
None.
And so if you're listening on your radio.
You know where I parked? I parked in Montrose at a bar. You know why? Because I planned on sticking around for a while, even after the show, because I know I'm not going to get out of here right away. It's a night that you've got to exercise patience. Mm.
Yeah, because that's just...
Just be willing to hang out and drink.
Yeah, just say, you know what? I want to celebrate with the people.
That's it.
I want to celebrate with everybody because the Astros won the freaking World Series. And there was a parade today to celebrate it that everybody went to. So, yeah, come on out here and do that. The party's going to continue. And this is a great place. The only negative in that damn cloud. Look at that. That weak-ass cloud. We are in the only spot in the bar where the sun is directly on us. I mean, like, right on us. So, yeah, literally. But, in fact, it's so bright I cannot read the screen on my computer. Maybe, and that's because I'm having to wear sunglasses. But everybody's having a great time out here, man. This is such a terrific place. Owned by great people, and you were mentioning Carbach. We got a little Carbach out here going. I got the staycation, and just making a party out of it, man. This is a rare event. It's a great event, and I'm happy for the city. I'm happy for the fans, and the players, and everybody, man. Just celebrate it, enjoy it. This doesn't happen very often, and I can tell you this as an old man. If you think, oh, this is going to happen again, like we did with the Rockets, nope. It's going to be a while.
No.
It could be a while. I think this team's going to be in the mix for the next couple of years.
I think so, too. It's very difficult to repeat. We've already talked about that. But, you know what? I don't care. I always say this about teams. I would rather win one championship and then follow it up with 9 consecutive losing seasons.
Yeah, I would, too.
Than do what like the Rockets do every year and be pretty good and never win. Like, I'll take one championship followed by 9 100 loss years. If I get that one championship every 10 years, I'm okay with that. I don't care about always being close and never winning. I just want to win. That's all I care about.
You know who I'd like to be? The Braves when they were good. Because they only won one, but every year they were in it.
At least they won one.
Yeah, and they did win one.
But if they wouldn't have won one, you wouldn't. You don't want to be the Buffalo Bills.
No.
You don't want to be close a bunch of times and never have it. You don't want that, I promise you.
Speaking of the Bills, what was that garbage last night?
Garbage, man.
Oh, man. And thank goodness I didn't use him in the suicide pool.
I almost did. That's a team that's been relying heavily on turnovers and points off turnovers.
And guess who got the points off turnovers
last
night?
The Jets.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, speaking of basketball, when we were talking about the Rockets, I tweeted this stat last night that came up. This is probably the most unbelievable NBA stat you'll ever hear. This is the top five teams. Fewest days with a losing record since 1997.
Okay.
So in the last 20 years, the teams that have had the fewest days with a losing record. The Jazz are number five with 922 days. Okay, that's pretty good.
That makes sense because they're perennially...
They're perennially good.
Okay.
Decent. The Lakers, 874. The Rockets, 856, are third. The number two team, the Mavericks, 771 days without a losing record in the last 20 years. Number one, who's your guess?
Would it be the Heat?
No, it'd be the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, yeah, I should have thought of that.
They drafted Tim Duncan 20 years ago. In the last 20 years, so I said the Mavericks were second with 771 days with a losing record. The Spurs have had 48 days with a losing record. 48. Second place is 771.
Is that good? Is that a big difference?
I think that's pretty good.
Because I don't do math real well.
I think that's a pretty consistently solid franchise.
Hmm.
But they've won.
I just realized.
No one wants to be the Jazz
and
be pretty decent every year and never win. That's what I'll take. I'll take this Astros team. I don't care what they do the next 10 years. They can lose every game for 10 years straight. They got a championship. I don't care. They're forgiven.
Yeah, if you decide you're going to be Nostradamus and tell me, you know what, they're going to have another stretch where they lose 100 games 3 years in a row.
I wouldn't care.
But 3 years after that, they're winning a World Series? I'm like, I'm in.
If the Texans could win one,
because the tickets will be cheap too.
If the Texans could win one Super Bowl, I would accept 6-10 for the next 9 years. 9 years in a row, I'll say okay.
You know what?
Cool.
I'll take that a step farther.
A championship lasts 10 years, and then if you suck after 10 years after your championship, you suck. But you've got the Astros now have a 9-year grace period. They don't really have to do anything.
See, I don't know that I can. I have to tighten the window a little bit because I'm old and I'm going to die.
You are.
So if I go 9 years.
You don't have a lot of run.
Then we're looking at, okay, I get to see one more in my lifetime. I'm going to have to go five.
Okay.
And as I get older and older, like each year to me is really like dog years at this point.
Yeah.
So I'll have to bring that number down. But I'm glad I got to see a World Series in my lifetime. To think about. Being a 52-year-old man and having to worry about that for a team that had been there for 3 years longer than I have, I think that's pretty cool. I'm excited, and I hope that our younger fans, and my daughter, she thinks this happens all the time.
Yeah, she's a sucker.
She's like, Dad, this is great, you know, and she wants me to get her a Correa jersey, and I'm going to.
What do you think about, I got a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He will never know the pain that I knew.
The misery.
No. He'll never know what it's like growing up
in
Houston. No,
he's going to be walking around 5 years from now with his 2017 Champions T-shirt on.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like.
When I was 10 years old, I was a Buffalo Bills fan. You know what that got me? Nothing. Nothing. You know what cheering for the Astros got me? Nothing.
Well.
Yeah. I've never heard that joke. That's the first. Boy, I love losing Super Bowls. Who would have thought that would be a joke? Cleveland Browns fan, the bartender.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, that one.
Hey, if I were you, I would just say they turned into the Ravens. I mean, that's the bright side. When they left Cleveland, I became a Ravens fan. I didn't go back. That was your chance. And plus, you got LeBron. I don't feel bad for you. Yeah,
there is that. I've had a lot of my friends who are Browns fans say, "Oh, you guys don't know what suffering is."
You've got LeBron.
You already won. Yeah. And by the way, you almost won the damn World Series last year. And that team, I don't know, I think that team's got a window of a couple years too.
They do.
To be right back in it. So
that's the Astros' biggest competition in the American League next year, I think.
Man, Joey says, as Bane said in The Dark Knight Rises, true despair cannot exist without hope.
That's true.
Actually, it would have been more like, true despair cannot exist without hope. I think that's how it would have sounded.
Yeah. I hate that voice, by the way.
The Bane voice? Like in general or when I do it?
No, in general.
Oh, okay. I was about to take it personally.
It's always it goes high and then low.
That was pretty good, actually. Oh. I mean, as good as that voice can be. All right. I think we need to take a break here.
Let's do it.
Do we have something we're supposed to do? Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. We come back. RJ freaking Bell. Talk a little gambling.
Yes.
I'm ready for it. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Proof, the after party for today's big parade. We got great giveaways going on. We got a hell of a party going on, and the party only gets... when RJ Bell is a part of it, because
he
is the gambling guru of America. What is going on, my friend?
What a week, guys. What a week. We got a lot to talk about here.
Yeah, I want to start with that mad bomber that was
scared. If you're scared by a dog, RJ.
You know, I never liked dogs. When I was like 6 years old, I know a lot of people like dogs. But when I was 6 years old, I was walking by this old house, and there was this big dog barking in the window, you know, ruff, ruff, ruff. And I'm a little kid, so I'm looking, and no lie, he jumps and busts through the window and comes and runs me down and bites me right on my Achilles heel. He runs me down, I fall, and he bites me right, like, below my calf. It was not good.
And so you haven't had a dog since? You don't like dogs?
I don't. Listen, I'll be honest with you. You know, people of limited intellect irritate me enough. The idea of dealing with a pet goes even another level.
Wow.
I know. I'm in the minority.
You call our show every week.
Yeah. I know. I'm in the minority. But here's the thing the listeners should think about. If I was playing with a dog, I'd spend that much less time giving them winners.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I know. So just think of it like I suffer for it.
I want to get into the psychology of this because I think that's why you bet on so many dogs.
Well, I figure I want the dogs on my side because they attack. but listen, guys, this was amazing, though, with this World Series batter. You want to get into that?
Yes, absolutely.
So this guy shows up in town, and he had only bet UFC before. So he had bet UFC, and he was undefeated. But he was like a kid, you know, I heard late 20s, other people saying early 30s. So, you know, in that range. And he had an Eastern European appearance and accent, right, is what I'm hearing. And he, you know, bets some big UFC wins, undefeated, no big deal. Okay. He comes in, starts betting the World Series, game one. The two different reports I'm hearing is he started with 400,000 or 500,000. So let's call it that range. And he bets the Dodgers. Well, Dodgers went game one. He goes on and on and on. And I report on this before game six. At this point, he was undefeated, hadn't lost a game, and he was letting his money ride. He was up to $8 million at that point. He then told two people I know behind the counter, I'm letting it ride again. I'm getting the whole eight down on this game six, and he's playing the Dodgers. So I tweet that out about 3 hours before the game. First time, confirmed rumor. People go, well, what's a confirmed rumor? That's the truth. Well, it was a rumor. Now it's confirmed, right? Confirmed rumor. He's betting the Dodgers and with intention of $8 million. Dodgers win. But this thing blows up. Yahoo does a big article about it. Bleacher Report does a big article about it. My tweet got 4,000 retweets, which for me is the biggest of all time. People's loving it. Now, who's he betting in Game 7, right? Who's he betting in Game 7? Couple outlets said, oh, Dodgers. And I tweeted, I said, guys, I go, he has not bet yet. I'll tell you immediately at RJ in Vegas. And then I get word about 2 hours, I think, before the game. He's not betting. He's taking the money and running. Tweeted it out. Amazing story. Now, there's an amazing aftermath, but what do you think of that?
I think the guy was from Back to the Future with the almanac.
You know, a bunch of people said that.
That's just amazing. That's just amazing because to get on that kind of run. But I think he did the smart thing not playing Game 7. And you turn $400,000 into $14 million. That's, to me, I'm walking away right there.
Yeah, but wouldn't you have said the same 400 to 8?
I would have walked away at $8 million.
Yeah,
I'm buying an island somewhere and a bunch of hotties, and I'm getting the hell out of Dodge.
I was on with Gottlieb on Wednesday talking about this, and he said, "He goes, I would have started. You wouldn't have made the bet to start with."
That's true.
All right, but here's the aftermath, right? Part of my reporting, and you guys are pretty savvy, so I think I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. Part of my reporting initially, and I presented this without editorial, just the facts. There's a small sports book, a small casino in Vegas called the South Point. And it's way on the edge of town, way down south. You know, mostly locals go to it. And he was just trying to get his money down this bet or anywhere. So he walks in the South Point. Now, all these bookmakers talk amongst themselves, right? I mean, they're all old buddies, right? They all came up together. And they all want to help each other, right? You figure if you help me, I'll help you. So once he bet the Dodgers in Game 6 at the first place, he called the original bookmaker calls everybody on his, you know, call list. Or he texts and he says, hey, he's on Dodgers. So now they know not, you know, to jack up the Dodgers a little bit. Okay. Guy walks in. They look at him. They know his face now because it's Game 6. They move the odds right when he walks in the door and he ups the Dodgers. Okay, so imagine you're so powerful, you're an unknown like 10 days ago, that you walk in the door of the casino and odds change because you walk in. How cool is that, right? He walks up, though, and this is where it gets interesting. He walks up, and they go, well, we only won 100,000 at a time, and every time you bet 100,000, we're going to move the line. Now, you know, that's fine. I mean, to be honest, it's not very gutsy. It's not, you know, Vegas. But okay, fine. But look what they do. This is the little South Point. Is what they do is they keep the dog line the same. So I think originally, and I've got the numbers up on my Twitter, but it's some variation of originally it was minus 125, minus 115. So the Dodgers are favored. So he bets 100,000 at minus 125. Then they move it to 132, let's say. Now, usually, in all cases, really, you would move the underdog with it because the difference, the straddle, would have to stay the same. They leave Houston at plus 115. So now it's 139. It's 146. It gets all the way at one point to minus 150 plus 115. There's 7 minutes that they had a 35-cent straddle, the South Point. And imagine that now. It's almost like someone walking in the door and he bets on the, let's say, the Houston Texans. Week one. Week two, he bets the Texans. Week three. Week four, he walks in. The minute he walks in, you change the Texans line. Okay, maybe that's okay. I mean, really, it's not, but let's say it is. It's borderline. But imagine if the Texans, oh, this week, right? They're laying 7 now after the injury. All right, so they're laying 7. Imagine if they say, okay, Texans are minus 10, but oh, by the way, if you want to bet the Colts, it's still plus 7. So you keep the underdog the same, and you just gouge. You price gouge the one guy. I mean, how wrong does that seem?
Yeah, I followed your Twitter stuff about this all while it was happening. I think that's a bad precedent. I mean, the book already has the edge. And yeah, doing stuff like that, to me, what's to stop them from doing it on something else with any better? I think it's I don't know how you legislate that, but that just that feels wrong to me, RJ.
I'll say it like this, that the gambling overseers are looking at it very aggressively right now. Now, here's what's interesting. This story is got one more element to it. Is everyone's heard of Brent Musburger, right? You know, obviously he had his trouble with, I don't even know how to describe it, but he left ESPN at a certain point. I guess it was January. And he figured, I'll come to Vegas and start a business that tries to do like what Pregan does. I'll try to be a media company. Now, you know, Brett's like 80 years old. So it's like, okay, that's going to be tough. But just because you talk about odds, you know, like the thing I respect you guys about, you know more sports betting than 99% of people. I would bet literally my whole bankroll, you know more sports betting than Brent Musburger. But you guys understand this is what I do all day, right? I have a 3-hour national radio show on another network. I don't think I'm a better radio host than you two. I dabble in it, right? And I think I do all right. This is you guys. You guys are some of the best in the world at what you do. So to me, I think the problem number one is if you don't respect an industry enough to understand that not doing it until you're 78 and that you're going to be good at it, okay, fine. But, hey, it's his money, right? Well, this company, here's what's fascinating. They partnered with that little South Point casino. So wait a minute. Who is the better going against? The better is going against the bookmaker, right? And the idea that you're going to partner, and by all reports, the South Point owns a big percentage of this company. So now you've got a company owned partially by the casino, broadcasting and doing, you know, writing things on websites. And it's the casino is who you're trying to beat. So, like, you know for sure there's going to be a conflict, right? So what happens is Musburger tweets out on Twitter something about me saying, oh, he, you know, something is just saying, oh, you can't believe his criticism is the gist of it, I guess. So he's, like, defending South Point, which is there, it's indefensible. So I'll be honest with you. I'm a counterpuncher, but I tend to like to give 10 times the pain. That's usually my theory. If you give me one increment, I'll give you 10, and then you can decide if you want to keep going. You know, Mr. T said it, right? Remember in Rocky III? Got a lot of more. I love that line, by the way. So I hit him pretty hard.
I prefer the one of his uses a knife, you use a gun.
I like my prediction, pain.
That's what I like too.
From Rocky III.
That's good, yeah, too. So, AJ, did you see this exchange?
The exchange you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
Wasn't pretty, was it?
No, it's not a good look.
Because
it's not a good look.
It was a good look for me because I'm counterpuncher, right? I mean, anyone saying you should get abused and be okay with it, well, I don't agree, right? So there's those people, the pacifists or whatever, but that's not my style. So at the end, though, I let it go. He's like, I hit him 10 times for the one, and then I said, all right, I'm going to let it go. What was interesting, though, is it got picked up by the New York Post, by the Washington Post, and literally the New York Post ran a whole article with every tweet that I did back at him explaining it. Like, so it was like, it not only did the people that saw it see it, like they're carrying it in the New York Post, and it was surreal, right? Yeah, I mean, a little Twitter fight, you know, even if it's Brent Musburger in the New York Post. And luckily, though, today, both ESPN.com and the Washington Post came out with pretty much the same story I had 3 or 4 days ago. And there's one or two details left to be determined, but pretty much I'd say 90, 95% has already all been verified by Washington Post, ESPN. So to me, being out front on that, getting challenged, and then having the Washington Post, I can't lie, when the article came out, and I'm thinking, okay, this is, I know there's a lot of political stuff now left and right, but this is the paper that took down Richard Nixon. I hope I did okay. And it was so positive. And to me, though, a great, great week for sports betting, because the idea that you've got to be some big news outlet to break stories, we all know that's not the case anymore. And for my one tweet to cause all this really shows you, and it's not about me. It's about in the internet. If you've earned a following and you've got good content, then it spreads around very fast.
I think what really matters, RJ, is can you beat up Brent Musburger in a fight?
Now, in his prime and my prime?
No, today. This isn't a fantasy matchup. I'm saying if Brent Musburger comes up and bumps you in the chest, can you whoop his ass?
78-year-old Brent Musburger? I hope.
Yes.
But I would not do it out of respect. And I'll tell you guys, last thing I'll say about this.
If he shoved you in the chest, you would give him a pass?
RJ is minus 600 in that fight.
Oh, RJ, you got to take him out.
I wouldn't. Listen. I don't even think he sent the tweet.
You think he's got an assistant?
No, I think that it's kind of like that Richard Simmons thing, maybe. Have you heard him on the radio?
Brent Musburger Richard Simmons?
No, Musburger.
Oh, no, I haven't heard from him in years. I don't know what he's doing.
No,
saw him at the Mayweather fight.
Oh, yeah, we did see him.
Yeah, he stared at me with this creepy stare the entire time.
And then Fred kissed him on the mouth.
No, then Fred was about to pull out a weapon. Fred thought he was about to get violated.
I mean, the thing was, and again, I respect the heck out of his career. I mean, he was hanging out talking sports with Jimmy the Greek. I mean, come on. How great is that? I mean, I so respect what he's done. Right, but to me, again, this is just me talking here, and this is just speculation, alleged. But my understanding is that it's like he's not really with it, and about the business. I'm not saying he's not mentally with it fully. You know, I just listen. I guess you could figure that. You know what you think of that. But the idea of like the family is running the business, but it's his money. And they're using his name because obviously, I mean, no one would be talking about this little small business if it wasn't for him, right? So to me, I it feels like he's getting exploited. And I told him on the tweet, I said, Brett, are you saying this because you want to or are you being forced to? Because it didn't make any sense. And because to me, I feel if he's being exploited, I feel sorry for him.
He's senile.
I think he's just a salty old man.
See, I didn't say that. That was Fred Fowler.
Yeah, Fred Fowler said that and stands behind his comment and doesn't care. So, oh, man.
Fred, you're connected to ESPN. I mean, what happened when Musburger left? Because obviously there was a lot of rumors.
I honestly don't know. I've heard a few things, but it's not stuff I would go on air saying because I don't trust that it's that bad? Yes. But it's
oh, my God.
Rumors.
So let's get this straight. Fred Fowler is saying – no, he's not saying
specifically. No, you're going to tweet this out and try to report it. No. I see what
no
you're
tweet.
Doing here.
That
was off the record, RJ.
On the air.
It's just between, you know, a bunch of thousands of listeners and a few hundred people in a bar.
Hey, RJ, before we let you go – we've been all over baseball. We've been all over Musburger. What's your play of the week this week? Who's your favorite NFL side?
I'm going to say two things real quick because we did. And, again, this was a heck of a story. And thanks for really being able to talk it out. And this is what makes, in my opinion, this such a great segment, the deep dive. The line moved about 7 points with Watson. And, again, guys, obviously for the fans out there, for Texans, so disappointing. Because so exciting. It's not only the chance to win the Super Bowl, but the excitement, you know, but obviously the baseball maybe makes up for it. Congratulations. But the line moved about 7 points. So that means Watson, who didn't start the first game by coaching choice, is one of the 10 most valuable players in the NFL. That's pretty amazing in that one.
Yeah.
My best bet, I'm going with the Packers, Monday Night Football. We're getting two. Last 25 times, Green Bay's hosted Detroit. Green Bay 24-1 straight up. So I have a 24-1 situation with an underdog. I get it, right? Favre's not there. I think Detroit's overrated. A lot of close wins. And I also think the following. Hundley has had a ton of optimism from that staff. He did not look good coming in the game. Rodgers got hurt. He did not look good the next week. But now he had a bye with 2 weeks. That home field advantage, Monday Night Football, underdog at home, pack, pack, pack.
I told Fred I'd love to bet on the Lions here, but I'm not giving points against the Packers at home. I think you're right on with that.
AJ, last thing. What do you think about Fred saying that he had heard that the Musburger rumors that he heard were so bad that he can't even say them on air?
Fred is the only guy that I know that is as old as Brent Musburger.
Stop.
So I don't know. Those guys, their relationship goes back to the times of Solomon, RJ. I can't.
So,
I don't
know
what
you're saying, AJ. Hold on. What you're saying is Fred wouldn't know.
Fred would know.
No, but,
absolutely.
But here's the thing, and both of you guys know
Holy
this. It's not
cow.
Because of it's not because of the content. It's because I don't trust it enough to throw it out there. I
wow.
don't trust the rumors.
But you
I trust heard
it enough.
Enough
to. But you trust it enough to reference it.
Well,
Fred
yeah.
said,
what would you say? "You asked me directly."
Fred said off the record, off the record, that Brent Musburger and Kevin Spacey have a lot in common.
No way.
I did not.
That's what I don't.
You know what? If that gets us attention, fine.
That's a made up lie, yeah. RJ. I just made
yeah,
that.
That's
up.
Fake news.
Oh, okay.
But
everything
it's tremendous.
Else, everything else has been.
But
true
if that's true,
point.
It's a hell of a story. It's a hell
guys,
of a story.
There's no what. There's no. I was talking about you guys on Boston Radio, actually.
What'd you say?
I was on. Apparently, they were saying they're the biggest station in the country. Could that be true? The Ticket or something in Boston?
I don't know. I don't care. What do those chads know? I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, I this is my first year with them, and I was telling them about Fred and I's show and the different things I do because we were talking about the Texans, and I say I lean on you guys when it comes to the Texans. And then they said some competitor name of yours, I think, and I said, I don't even know who you're talking about. You know,
yeah,
I'm over there.
Those guys
are
cabronis.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I said yeah. I never even had heard of them.
Thanks for having our back, RJ. Those other guys are scrubs.
You, yeah. You know it, baby. Hey, Fred, text
right.
me, text
we gotta,
me on that.
We got to run, RJ.
We'll
catch
up.
We'll
that.
Catch up next week.
Later.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to get some of the action in, go to mybookie.ag. Industry-leading website, best place for you to cash in on all the action. And if you join now, MyBookie's going to match your deposit with a 50% bonus. All you have to do is use promo code FRED. And if you want to test your luck in a casino, MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you put that first deposit in, 50%, use promo code FRED. 844-900-2387. 844-900-2387. Or sign up online using promo code FRED. That's mybookie.ag, mybookie.